of life.
Restored neatly and beautifully behind the clean lines and classic craftsmanship in the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Style stands off with rough and ready renovation realities when Lori March from HGTV Remodels.com takes tough design and remodeling challenges head on. From lounging around to the laundry room, Lori hammers home style.
And from HGTV's Designer Challenge and Designing for the Sexes, Lori Gilder gives us some golden guidance to get through remodeling, renovating, and design dilemmas big and bigger.
Remodeling magazine expert, editor, and product pro, Lauren Hunter reports on what she's scoping out on the show floor.
Brilliant bathrooms, classic kitchens, super storage, sleek design. What works and brings a smile to the soul is here and well-born.
Style meets substance here at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show, now on My Fixin' Up Life.
Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked through the door tonight into my Fixin' Up Life.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life. We're here at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show in New Orleans, Louisiana. And we are housed, tucked away, as it were, neatly stored inside the Wellborn cabinet booth.
It's kind of like a fantasy for a mommy person, walking around the Wellborn booth because everything is so beautiful. Things put away, have all those gorgeous cabinets so you don't have all that counter clutter that drives us crazy.
Yeah, it doesn't bother us at all. In fact, I like to take my hamper and just throw it out on the floor.
You do. You boys do
I
that.
Do.
You take
I
your
do.
Shoes
Guys,
off.
Guys, please,
you
somebody throw me a bone.
You leave 47 pairs of shoes out in front of, like, the doorway.
Sometimes
you
I need to go
your
running.
Keys, your
Sometimes
wallet.
I need to mow the lawn.
Yes.
I mean, I got to be ready. It's like a SWAT team.
But you unload your jacket pockets, your pockets, everything, and just, like, lay it out on the kitchen counter.
That's right.
Why do you do that?
That's because.
Why do you do that?
SWAT team behavior. When you
How can
are,
you move fast if you have all your stuff
it's not,
everywhere?
It's in a line. Boom, got it. Boom, got it. Boom, got it. But I'm
but
with
you.
But
you live with other people, though.
I'm aware of that, painfully so sometimes. But what we're digging on here is the neatness and the beauty and the Wellborn cabinets that Angela O'Neill from Wellborn is going to share with us some trends and some details that they're seeing and what might end up in your kitchen showroom.
Well, I think, first of all, to address your conversation regarding what happens in the home, what has happened in our industry with addressing all the clutter is that inside every product that we have is a storage solution for every item in the home. The shoes, every utensil in the kitchen, everything that you have in your home can be organized very neatly. You have to put it there. Certainly. Just stay there and be neat.
So we can't organize them in your factory?
Well, not necessarily.
Well, one of the things that I love, too, is that you have lighting inside the drawers.
Right.
And that's a wonderful thing for any room in the house, but especially for a kid's room. We have a four-year-old. He has 1,000 little cars and little things. If there was a light inside of his drawers, it would be able to find everything.
Yes, we have a storage solution for the closet programs for the bedrooms, addressing all of those needs, storing clothing, toys, any type of shoes, anything that's in the room, in the bedroom, in the closet. We have it at easy access and all well lit up as well. As the door and drawers function, it lights up as well.
For the few items that I do actually put away,
hmm.
My gym bag, all kinds of stuff that I do store, and I'm not as... It's not as big a whirlwind as my wife would indicate that it is.
It feels like it for me.
Yes, and other whirlwinds from you feel like it
from
me. We're both married, not just you.
That's true.
Yeah. Especially with the way that a lot of luggage is made and a lot of bags are made and a lot of clothes are made, everything's black. Socks are black. The bag is black. Your belts and stuff are black. So you open up a dark closet or a dark drawer, you've got black on black on black in dark. So this is a great idea. And I saw some of these at the Wellborn cabinet booth where it is smartly placed. The light is inside and shines back.
We're going to have to take a picture of it and post it up on our website, myfixitublife.com, so everybody can see it.
Correct. It is lighting throughout, as you'll see in the kitchens and the closet rooms. You know, as you open a drawer, you want to be able to see what's in there at very easy access. Corner storage is very important because there's so much space in the corner of a kitchen or another room. And being able to have that functional accessory that will not only pull the item for easy access, but also light it up so it's easy to see. So it adds great function to beautiful kitchens of all color on the outside.
Well, let's talk about beauty and color.
I had a different question.
Well, we were at your presentation this morning, and you put up all these different whites, all of these beautiful whites, and that designers are talking that gray is the new white, but what are you seeing?
Well, what we're seeing certainly in paints is very strong. Painted in the door selection of color, paint is very strong, but white has been for a number of years very strong in the choice of selection. Whether you're decorating that with traditional styling or contemporary styling or transitional, what we're seeing is the emergence of the gray paint at different tone colors of gray, from lights to we have a beautiful medium gray that we call willow here that can be glazed with a chocolate glaze or a light color glaze.
I love the movement that glaze adds to paint. I mean, I love paint, and gray is a great sort of unexpected color in the kitchen or bath.
How can you resist not getting a glaze, too?
I know it. It just adds a movement and a depth, but it's easy to do a bad job on that, you know, and I love the fact that I can depend on getting a factory finish.
Well, certainly glazing is beautiful to any color, whether it's a stain or a paint. Glazing adds an extra added depth to it, and the beauty of glazing is it is supposed to be an intentional random application. So it is beautiful, though, and it can enhance the color and make a beautiful kitchen, as well as we're seeing here in our willow set.
Well, we have to enhance ourselves into a break. So we'll be back with more from the Wellborn Cabinet Booth here at the National Kitchen and Bath Industry Show and more My Food Up Life. Every day, week, and I was 17. Bought a Coke and the gasoline. I drove it out to the canopy. Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
Keeping rocks on the river by the railroad track.
And we're on track. We're on track and we're back inside My Fix It Up Life. That's right. I can do it with the music.
You're good. You should sing.
I'm good with the lines.
You should sing.
I should not sing.
No, you don't really want him to. He's got a very distinctive singing voice.
Everything sounds like a rugby drinking song.
It does. He can make anything sound like a rugby drinking song.
Or a very bad lounge singer.
Probably.
Hey, how you doing out there, everybody?
Well, I want to talk about style.
What a surprise.
Really?
I almost didn't know that was going to happen for the whole conversation.
Well, you know, I'm excited because we're here at Wellborn. We're looking at beautiful cabinets. And you see, and you get excited about, we have this argument all the time about what kinds of style that you want for a cabinet. You're very specific about what you like.
I am very specific. I think it's the carpenter in me that likes certain things certain ways, and I see that proportion, and I love it to the point where I want it more than other things.
Yes, you do. Now, what is it that you prefer, though?
Well, in terms of like a door style, I love, and for example, I see this in your Henlow, I'm going to get it wrong, but we wrote a blog about it at myfixituplife.com. It's the Henlow inset, there's a third word, and we'll come.
Rectangular.
It's rectangular.
Square.
It is
Henlow square inset.
And it is a blend.
I looked over at the designer for confirmation.
It is a blend of those clean, crisp, shaker-style lines, sometimes with a beaded detail, and it's got a craftsman feel to it. But there's also a raised panel feel to it that is, unlike any other doors I've seen and drawers, a blend of sleek and chic.
So what are you seeing that people are loving? Do they agree with my husband?
Well, actually, they do. Surprisingly.
What's up? We're going to stop here.
They agree with...
We are going to pause for the time when society has agreed.
He's going to make that be his ringtone.
Oh, yeah, that's my ringtone.
People agree with Mark. Yeah. Now, what are they seeing? What are they wanting?
Well, styling has changed. For years, it was traditional. Traditional was in. And in the last 5 years, the shaker was in strongly in styling. But what we're seeing now is the word transitional being used, and door styles, like you mentioned with Henlow, they're beautiful. They have solid center panels. The surfaces are very clean. They want clean lines, not only the cabinetry, but the entire styling of the entire setting, a very clean. And I think it's part of our lifestyle today. We don't want a lot of clutter. Inside the cabinet's hidden, but outside, we don't want a lot of clutter. Even from the sense of molding, we see the several years ago, it was stacked layers of moldings on top of cabinets. Now it's one nice piece of molding on top of cabinets to finish them off. Again, very clean style, and transitional is the word.
Well, that's settling inside the house, too. Like, I love detail. I'm not partial to shaker. I'm not partial to French country. I love them both. But when it comes to, like, relaxing inside my house, a nice beaded detail tells a nice, calm story.
Mm-hmm,
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so what are people reacting to at the booth here at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show? Is there the wow moment that everybody's walking by and saying, oh, my goodness, I can't believe?
Well, I have to say, overall, the wow in this exhibit so far has been the willow gray. They're really interested in color. I think overall color, we've got a beautiful color that we're calling pebble. It's in a painted color. Painted seems to be that what's catching the designer's eyes here at the show. But again, I'll go back to the interior, how we manage every inch of space in our cabinetry, because we're also seeing the kitchens are somewhat trending down in size, in possibly in some of the new builds where the kitchen scales are not as large. So maximizing every inch of space in those kitchen, and that is done well with interior accessories and organization.
I love the display. You have like a little crafting center with laundry and a place to fold clothes and the display.
Love that.
Maximizing space in such a small environment. I love that.
Yeah, you saw the reach down. That's a pull rod where you can actually maximize the height. So if you have very tall ceilings, you can put, whether you're doing winter storage or seasonal storage, you can store product there or for daily use. And you can use the pull-down system for the rod and get clothes at your easy reach.
I love to fold clothes at a table. Like, I have my own retail store.
Oh, my
God. I like to use commercial.
He also likes to sit on a throne, too, and speak to the people. Hi.
Hello, how are you?
I have thoughts. Somebody asked you what you're doing here, and you said, people want to know what I think.
People want to know what I think. Yeah, that was my answer. That doesn't mean it reflects reality.
It doesn't actually reflect reality.
But it was a nice answer.
It doesn't make you feel good.
The person got a nice little laugh about it, then didn't ask me what I think.
Yes, exactly.
I love to fold clothes at a table. I love the blend of utility and design, making something new, making something better, making regular life easier.
Yes, and I love cabinets.
The way to keep
crazy about not having stuff out. And when you have cabinets, you can put everything away and you don't have all that stuff.
Like this segment, because unfortunately, we're putting it away. It is break time.
So go to wellborn.com and follow them on Twitter, and we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up List.
There ain't no reason you and me should be alone. Tonight, baby. I got a reason that you should take me home tonight.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
And I'm hanging on a moment with you.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life. We are inside the Wellborn Cabinet booth, and we are inside that at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show in New Orleans, and I am with...
In these United States of America.
In these United States
of
America.
On the planet Earth.
And I'm with my wife, Teresa. You look fantastic today.
Oh, thank you, darling. Husband points and ding, ding,
there
ding,
you
ding.
Go.
They just went up.
Check out her photos on Instagram.
Because later there might be something that they might go down a little bit.
What do you mean, might?
Yeah.
Lori, are you married? Lori Gilder?
I am. I'm married. I have two children and a dog, and I have the whole family package.
What kind of... I was going to say what kind of child, but that's horrifying.
What kind?
He always says,
I don't know.
Is it B or G?
But I'm not, also, yeah, I have one of each. I have a 14-year-old daughter and a 13-year-old son, and my husband's age is... Well, he's my third child, and then my
there
dog.
There it is. There
and
it is.
And that's what it is.
And
it's reality.
It is really reality.
No, it is. It's reality.
It is.
Yeah.
That took all of 30 seconds to be thrown
under the
bus.
Boys get about age 14, and then they just get bigger, and they grow facial hair, and
that's so funny.
They drive.
It's so true. Yeah.
And
yeah.
go to
but you're
work
still doing
stuff.
The same. It's like, okay,
same
come
kind
on.
Of thing.
Come on, let's go, everybody.
Dude,
let's
you got
go.
A wiffle ball?
Like, come on.
Yeah.
It's all have you been to my house?
Oh,
my God.
It's the universal house of womanhood.
Oh, it's so true. Yeah, but it's all
so
fun.
So are you here
good.
By yourself? Did you leave everybody at home?
I did.
Oh, so you're getting
I
to
did.
Play.
And I went to, I jazz barred it last night, too. I went from bar to bar to bar. I got home at 2 o'clock, and I never do that, and I've never felt so away in my life as I did last night. It was so great.
Yeah.
It was really great.
We all need to be alone, happy, and unstimulated by the people who need us every now and again. Just got to be yourself inside
it's
your own skin.
It's a good recharge.
See, we travel together.
All the time.
Yeah. We work together. We travel together. We do everything together.
No, one
so,
thing we don't do together is actually have a social life.
What I always,
we go out with friends. They're different friends.
Well, the thing, too, is that like I don't like to go up on the roof, so that's like his man cave.
Well, that's a good place to
yeah.
be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a
yeah.
good place
it's,
for you
it's
to be.
No, and it's not guaranteed I won't get stimulated up there. Hey, while you're up there, could you just...
Well, you know, it's true while you're up there. There's lots to do.
But, Lori, you are a designer.
I am.
You're on Twitter at Lori Gilder, and you do interior projects out in California for an A-list.
A lot of, not the front celebrity end, more of the back, the entertainment industry. And you know, it's directors and producers and... Like, you know, people in the entertainment business, not just strictly them, but, yeah, I have some very fun projects. I do a lot of architectural design and renovation work, additions, remodels. I design them. I have contractors, you know, that we tender and bid out to and get pricing on and then see who's lucky enough to get the job. So some really fun and exciting things, from kitchens to baths to full renovations, remodels, all residential fun stuff. So it's a job I've loved for a long time.
So is there anything that you're looking for specifically here at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show that you want to bring back in your imagination and your inspiration to all of your clients?
Well, I think it's important for us to really keep abreast of what's trending, what's new, what's timeless in design, which is something I really like to implement in every project I do, because, you know, the investment that goes into a lot of the projects that I do work on are so massive that you want them to last. You're creating their environments. You're actually giving them, you know, you're enhancing their lives. So, you know, you want it to be something that lasts, that is really timeless, reflects them. And so a lot of thought, you know, you want a lot of thought to go into it. You have your clients who really hire you for a reason. And you want to provide them with the greatest with the greatest service and project possible.
So how did that translate? Because I love what you're talking about, by the way. I think that's so cool. It's a dedication to doing good work above all else. But you've also done some stuff in HGTV's Design Challenge.
I did.
Which is
a while ago.
Different,
it was funny.
Different.
Yeah.
But same kind of world. Like, how did those
well,
two worlds
meet?
Well,
that was more of a competitive show at the time. I mean, it's been off the air for a while, where you would, you know, three different designers would present. Do you remember the show?
Yeah,
did you?
I do.
Or you're too young to remember that show.
Yeah, we're too young. When I was a baby and you
right.
were on...
Holding
yeah,
my head.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, my mom used to put it on when I was in my crib and stuff. No,
yeah,
I'm just
kidding. It was fun. I mean, it was a challenge, you know. So you presented... You did a presentation against... and you were competing against three other designers, I guess, for a viable home project. And you know, the clients, you would each designer would present to that client, and that client would choose which design project they would go with. So they went with mine, which was fun. It was a great, exciting experience, but it was, you know, my kids were little at the time, and I was working a lot, but I never really did much with it after that, you know, but it was a fun experience. All of this stuff is really great. Never say no to a great experience, right?
That's great advice.
I tell my kids that all the time.
Yeah, you don't want
if a great opportunity presents itself and a good
find
one,
a way to make it happen.
Make it happen. Yeah. Do it and don't say no, and you'll figure it out as you go. Right?
So. Yes.
Oh,
you will.
I like that mojo.
Now I have a designer question for you.
I'll be over here pretending I understand what it is. Go ahead.
I'm not going to speak in tongues or anything. No, my question is do you think that a designer should hire another designer? Or do you make the worst client for yourself as yourself because of what you do and what you can think of and that you're doing it for your family, but you know that you want what you want to be able to share with your family? You know what I mean? Like,
would I, as a designer, hire someone else?
Yes. You think that's a good idea?
No.
Why?
Because I think as designers, we've been doing it for so long, and you see these amazing products and surfaces and, you know, materials, whatever, that are out on the market for so long, and you know our tastes change after a while. I'm going to get to the point a lot quicker. No, I don't think it's a great idea, because don't we know everything that's out there? And
we do. We know everything.
Or you're not sure that you know what you like for you, but it's easier to choose for other people.
Well, you know what you like, but then are you going to able to take into consideration what your family likes? Or see, that's the question I have.
It's sort of like the lawyer that takes a fool for a client.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're too close. You can't see the picture when you're inside the frame.
Well, you are too close.
What she's getting at.
But hopefully, if you have a partner, right?
Yeah.
That partner has some input. So that sort of takes you back, and you have some sort of collaboration there, hopefully. You know, my husband has an aesthetic eye, and he likes, you know, to give his opinion on certain things. I've had clients, though, who, you know, the husband has no desire to be involved. Or you have the opposite, where the client, you know, the other is the micromanager, and the other one is, you know.
How do you deal with a micromanager?
Oh.
What's your personal style for the overbearing? And I'm a contractor. Teresa's a designer. We know these people.
And don't you run into that?
Yeah, they're awful.
And they're standing over
you. And for all you micromanagers out there,
telling you how to do your job.
Oh. Yes,
I've had one.
Oh, so
like
you pre-fire
do you interview?
Them.
Do you do a?
Because I think at this point in my career, you know, you learn after years and years of doing this, right? Don't you? And so, what you can sort of sense red flags in the questionnaires and the questions that you ask to sort of pre-qualify them and see if they're really the right ones. You know, you're not going to get along with everyone, and not everyone is going to get along with you, and you have to see if the mojo's there.
So if you have a questionnaire and they're complaining about the font or the size of something, you know that they're definitely
they're
a micromanager.
That's when you crumple it up.
Why is it serif? I don't understand.
In fact, I had one client, if you want to hear the story, who I continued the project through with, but at the very beginning I had a problem finding. I was tendering it out. I had the plans all done. It was a huge renovation, a remodel, literally just the four walls standing, and we gutted the interior top to bottom. So I had all of these plans. I submitted them to three different contractors that I'd worked with. One of them I really loved, and I knew it would be a perfect fit for him. And at some point during his pricing process, that client got a hold of his phone number, because I guess he had his card, called him directly and started asking questions on because of things he had seen on certain networks and home shows that he thought he knew about some insulation thing. And we were really only in the pricing stage. That contractor called me that afternoon and said, I'm sorry, but I really have to say I'm not going to continue on this this path of pricing it, because I'm getting red flags.
Yeah.
But I stayed.
See,
the
thing
project.
About it that really upsets me is that you don't treat your doctor that way, do you? Right?
When you hire a professional, you go to them because you know that they are the expert, and you have to relinquish some control, don't you?
Like, if somebody is like, you know, you break your foot and they're setting it for you, are you going to say, well, actually, you're not supposed to do it that way. You're supposed to do it this way.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, we have met.
And then can I get it for a little less, too?
Yeah.
Exactly.
In the horror story area of working with clients, and everybody does this, most clients are fantastic, but you get the situation where I don't know why they do it, but they think they're smarter than you are, and they might be, which is no big deal, But what they get lost in trying to get a leg up on you and trying to work the price down is what they're totally missing is it's not about who's smarter. It's about how to get the job done the best, and it boils down to who's honest about what they want.
Well, and I think something that they have to remember is that when they hire us, we have their back. We are their advocate. I'm not here to take advantage of you. I'm here to make sure that the contractor is that everything is running smoothly, that everything is built according to the drawings. That's my job. That's the overall part of the job that we have. It's a service for service-based business.
Yeah.
And you're not hiring me just for the pretty pictures. You're hiring me to have your back. So when you have a micromanager like that, it's hard. It's insulting. And it's hard for the – it's really difficult for the subs to do their work properly.
Insulting. Oh, yeah, it's
insulting.
Brutally insulting.
Yeah, and I wouldn't go behind the counter at my bank and tell them they're counting the money wrong or, you know, go into the – yeah.
Right.
But,
exactly.
Yeah, has anyone actually ever said the words, do you think you can sharpen your pencil on that a little bit?
I can't tell you.
Yeah, do you actually stab them with your pencil?
Sharpen it and then stab them.
And then stab them with it. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Now – on diaryofarenovation.com, which is your outlet, your media piece where you're writing about how to get through, when are you going to write this segment?
How to get through it all? Or write, what do you mean by
how to get through it all? Tell us about Diary of a Renovation.
Well, Diary of a Renovation actually started based on a project that I was beginning that was a huge renovation project in Beverly Hills that we were going through the whole process of the top to bottom, a big, big renovation, and ultimately never happened because the homeowner was became pregnant with their fourth child and then decided not to bother doing this, and they just sold their house and bought a bigger home that was ready because they couldn't deal with the moving out process, the whole...
So this inspired you...
So it started that bond, diaryofarenovation.com. So I follow projects along. I talk about renovation trends and what works, what doesn't work, projects I'm working on, design, inspiration, events, you know, all kinds of things.
So what's in the, about the minute we have left or so, in the 30 seconds we have left or so, in the 5 seconds we have left, two things that are just inspiring you right now that are making you happy?
Product-wise or you know, I sort of a return to clean, simple, classic lines of from sinks to faucets to a more contemporary aesthetic, really. Something that's very clean and streamlined and very sexy. And there's Blanco products that I really love right now in their sinks and their and Miele's lines of their brilliant whites. Their Brilliant White series.
Well, that is a brilliant insight, which is going to take us out into a sexy little break. We'll be back with more from the Wellborn Cabinet Booth for My Fix It Up Live.
To whisper in my ear, things you want to feel, give you anything, feel it coming. Do you wake up on your own, wonder where you are, live without your fault.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTru fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTru.com and Fipon.com.
And you're back inside My Fix It Up Live with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
And we're drinking coffee and tea here.
It is a lovely little break that we're having from our regular lives.
Yeah, and I always sit on Lexan stools like this that are transparent.
Yeah, we always sit really close to each other and have conversations, sort of parallel sitting as well. This is how we take our coffee breaks at home.
Yeah, it's very important that we sit this way at all times.
It is, close. We don't want to be too far away from each other. They're like the buzzer will go off. You know, there's a buzzer that I implanted into your...
We are joined by...
Oh, uncomfortable. But I can't even see our guest because she's in camo.
I'm secret.
This is...
Secret spy.
This is my wife's favorite joke. Whenever anyone wears camouflage or a camouflage pattern, despite the fact that they're perfectly visible, she says she can't see them.
Well, I don't say that if it's like somebody in the army or anything. I only say it for fashion.
Lori, why are you wearing camo? It's a great look, by the way.
Hey, thanks. You know, sometimes you got to sneak around and check out the best stuff.
There you go.
It's important to be unnoticeable.
Have you had time on the show floor?
No.
Yeah, so I'm not going to ask the next five questions, which are, what have you seen on the show floor? What's your favorite thing from the show floor? No, we know what it's like. We go.
So you're spending time over at the HGTV booth, and what are you doing there?
So HGTV is holding an open audition, which is fascinating. All the amazing people who have come here to share a little slice of who they are.
Ooh.
There's some bloopers happening. There's some brilliant design happening. And they're also sort of letting everybody know about their new design professionals network, which is just rad. So it's high drama in the booth.
That's really cool. And Lori March is the house counselor for HGTVremodels.com.
It's true.
And you can also follow her on Twitter, Lori_March.
That's me.
To find out what she's doing on her projects and productions. But back to the HGTV booth and why you're here looking for these people. Like, what's it for?
Well, HGTV is always looking to find new people, new faces, people who have a unique, weird take on the world. I mean, I think that that's the next thing in design, don't you? I think that, you know, there's plenty of classics out there, but sometimes you just want to see what's coming up next. It's been
so
a
you're
lot
looking
of fun.
For who's next, who's going to be hot, and who...
Who's insane? I understand.
Insane.
I'll be right back.
Yeah, that's Mark. I think you're in.
Where
the
is
next
it?
Audition.
What's the booth number?
I think
Tim, grab the board and bring your guitar.
They can
We gotta go do a thing.
They sense he's nearby. They sense there's someone unusual here.
We know. I mean, I'm in camo. We spotted you.
Yeah.
The radar. You're crazy.
Yeah.
But I love it.
Good to know. Now, outside of HGTVremodels.com, though, and the work you do there as the house counselor, you're also a real-deal renovator, remodeler, stylist, the whole thing out in California, right?
It's true. When I have a minute to myself, yes. We still run projects. We still have awesome clients. Lately, it's been a 7 days a week, 24 hours a day thing. But, yeah, love my clients. That's where we started.
Now, I want to know about your dollhouse that you built. Take us through your dollhouse. You built this with your mom, and it took how many years?
I think this is where the obsession began.
Okay.
I was about five,
mm-hmm.
and instead of having a normal dollhouse, we installed wood flooring in the dollhouse. There was electricity in this dollhouse. We laid the roof tiles of the dollhouse with a hot melt glue gun by hand. So this thing was epic. I mean, it was really the beginning.
Were you tied off for that?
Yeah, did you use a safety harness?
Did you use a safety harness while you were doing
it? I was careful. There were safety goggles. I had a hazmat suit on.
Did you make the noise
too? Sure.
As you put the glue on?
It's hard to remember. I mean, I was kind of like five, but I'm sure I did. You're right. For authenticity, it happened, right?
Does it still exist?
Where is it? It's at my mom's house, and my niece is obsessed with it.
Really?
Now, did her doll move in?
Her doll moved in, and it's a weirder-looking doll. There's definitely some random stuffed animals. The perfection of the dollhouse has shifted to just love.
It's like a party house now.
It happened. Yeah. It's like a frat house. There's dolls in there. It's all happening.
That's great. Little tiny kegs.
But
and
the
a
roof
bar.
Looks really good still. That roofer should get an A+.
How big is it?
I want to make a dollhouse with you.
It's like, 3 feet wide. 3 feet high. It's serious. I'll send you a picture.
Oh, yeah. We
Please
can put
do.
It up on our website at myfixitoplife.com.
We'd love to.
Yeah.
And Twitter, because Instagram,
it
it'll happen.
There's so many ways that we can, connect with everyone these days.
Yeah, I got a new
Share.
Way. We'll tweetstagram it out.
Tweetstagram.
Yeah, tweetstagram.
You put face in there?
I got a new thing. I got an IPO coming.
Tweetstagram face?
Tweetstagram. Tweetsty face.
Book. Tweetsty face. Gram. So, and I also read that you used to be inside a mascot costume a long time ago. And, I'm from Maryland, so I have to ask about the Ravens.
It so prepared me to be a remodeler.
Yes.
Not really.
Uh-huh.
But it was a great job.
Yeah.
It was a great job.
Oh,
I spent
so
a couple
funny.
Years being a professional mascot for the NFL.
That is amazing. And did you get together with other mascots and
you
have
do.
Mascot parties?
It's a weird, weird kind of party.
Like, do you have a mascot locker room? That's actually your real question.
I do have a locker room. I had a key to the stadium and a locker room.
A key to the stadium?
Hey, and a parking space.
Do you have a picture of you with the key?
No.
Do you still have a key?
No.
They took it away from you?
They take that away right away.
But so,
how do they clean those costumes?
It's a lot of heavy washing of wet, big
it must be sweaty in there.
That ain't sexy, girl. Uh-huh. I'm telling you.
What is sexy, though, is that you've got a pile of tips at HGTVremodels.com. Everything from, like, what to do with a rental unit to spruce it up so people want to rent it, to ways to live better in your house, like a laundry room design tips. And we were talking about laundry rooms before. I love laundry rooms. What are some of those tips? Because I didn't watch your video.
Well, first of all, you're fired. How come you didn't watch?
It wouldn't load. It's not your fault.
Oh,
it wasn't
no.
the
Bad
lack of
internet
effort.
Connection. Can't see.
I can't believe that you actually know your way around a laundry room. Do you do laundry?
Yeah. I do buckets
girl.
Of laundry.
He cooks, too.
Okay,
we share laundry. We share cooking. We share everything. There really isn't very much that I do that he doesn't do or vice versa.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
It probably works because you have a little bit of order in the laundry room, right? I'm guessing that you've got some organization, some baskets, some zones.
Let's hang out our dirty laundry.
Okay.
Our washer dryer.
The fact that
I'm not done hanging out my laundry. Our washer dryer is in our bathroom.
Which is amazing for a woman.
Hate it. Why? Why? Because you have to take the laundry out of the dryer and fold it and put it away.
But you're supposed to do that.
But where's that written in the home improvement Bible?
This is really interesting because this is the other thing I do. As a house counselor, we work with couples all the time. And, you know, every relationship, no matter how good or bad, you have these moments where he and she, they just don't agree, right?
Yeah.
In theory, it's fabulous for a woman to have it in the bathroom. We love the laundry efficiency.
Right. She actually wears a gown when she does laundry. Like,
I
don't give a damn movie.
You're a lucky man.
Oh, yeah, she comes down swooping.
With
you can't see her
feet. With the slippers with the little fuzzy on the toe.
But for you, in your man vision, you're thinking this should be a clean, simple bathroom. Maybe a TV in the
it's
mirror somewhere.
It's a bathroom, not a laundry room.
James Bond, you're in there.
I do Skyfall in there.
Yeah,
I don't
doing
even know
your hair.
Going on
you're feeling slick.
Yeah.
So this is the kind of stuff we talk about on remodels.com, getting it all done. Because husbands and wives, boyfriends and girlfriends, partners everywhere, you don't always agree on stuff.
So I want to know if you have...
just be over here.
Like, do you carry in your pocket, the Jetsons? Do you remember the Jetsons?
I do.
Like a little pop-up couch that you pull out and push a button and it's just like, guys, we have to,
And some smart little glasses I put on.
Uh-huh.
And, we lower the lighting and we just talk about things.
And you're just, what do you want?
How does that make you feel?
Yeah.
Do you see trends, though, between the clients and the customers that you work with and kind of ways that you can, as an objective third party, sort of say, hey, dude, calm down and you give a little.
Sure.
And if, does it follow like a certain path every now and again?
It can. I think that most of all, it's really about making sure that everybody gets a chance to win. You never side with one person or the other. You have to think about what's right for the project. And sometimes somebody's got something really wrapped up in it, and you have to figure out what's at the root of that. Is it some history that happened? Is it an emotional thing? Do you hate that gray because it reminds you of something you had forever ago? So there's a lot of stuff underneath of most normal remodeling issues.
So she's saying you have emotional problems about the dryer.
See what happens there.
Maybe true.
It could be
true.
Did
a dryer chase you down as a child?
But notice the story arc of that observation.
I know.
Because I don't like what she likes, I instantaneously have a massive problem.
I sit it around for my fun.
Of course you do.
It's true. And, right and wrong is something that I try to take out of a project right away. Because there may be something there. He may hate your dryer in your bathroom, right?
Yes.
And that doesn't mean he's wrong.
Ha.
Sorry.
It doesn't mean he's
wrong.
It can mean he's a little too passionate about hating it,
My new favorite website is LoriMarchHome.com.
It is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you can hang out at HGTVremodels.com, too.
That's my second new favorite website.
That's where all the laundry questions
are.
I don't have a list
because
of favorite
there's other
websites.
People there, too. Lori's on there with other people, so it's your second favorite.
It's my second favorite website. It's diluted. But in your...
Diluted. It's me. It's all me. HGTV Remodels, House Counselor blog. There's many questions and many answers.
And you guys were just nominated for a Webby Award.
Yes.
What does that mean?
I'm so excited.
I haven't been nominated for really anything except being a complete mental defective. So what is a Webby and how do you get one?
So if you're in the online space, the Webbies are the red carpet for people that create anything online. So for us, we happen to be nominated for our video series. And it's kind of amazing. You know, I can do the red carpet at home for this in my combat boots because, you know, I'm not going to any award show anytime soon, but the Webbies are a big deal on the web. So I'm gonna fake it. I'm going to get my own red carpet.
You should.
And wear my work boots.
I challenge you to
you
get
should?
A
hey,
gallon of red
not?
Paint and paint your floor.
And then
you know,
a
like with a roller like this. I don't mind if it ruins the finish. I don't live there.
And then
you just walk around in your house like this.
I'm going to do it.
But invite all your friends over. Make sure they bring their cameras so they can take snap pics and you can do the
but
poses.
But the nomination is only half the battle. Maybe you can help us out. You know, the goal is to try to get the win for the Webby because I think there's a statue. And at this point, I will obsessively hold the statue for the rest of my life.
I would literally run up the stairs of the Philadelphia Art Museum
yes.
and raise it over my
in
head
sweatpants.
Like Rocky.
I have sweatpants. I can do this. But maybe if anybody's inspired to vote, that would be rad.
Voting is awesome.
How do you vote for that? Where do you go?
The Webby's website, which I'm happy to tweet and share with you. So
we'll retweet it.
Scadzillions of
yes,
friends.
Scadzillions.
It's a real word. No?
Scadzillions.
So budget.
Yeah.
That's a
dirty
mean,
word.
We're so rich that I put in a kitchen once and I lost it. I mean, I don't even know, so I just got another one.
It happens.
Yeah. That's how big our house is. But for people not like us who have to deal with budget,
yeah.
a couple of tips. How do you approach it? So, one, you can stay sane. Two, you can stay on budget. And three, so you're it's not a constant battle.
I think you have to be realistic. I mean, you know, you can...
You mean like my description of my home.
Right. It's true.
It's very realistic, yeah.
That was realistic.
He lost his kitchen.
I lost it.
I know.
It's so big I couldn't find where I put
it. It's hard to find it, but it's hard to also settle on a number for your budget, too. It has to be grounded in reality. It would be great if you could redo an entire kitchen for, you know, $850, but that's just not the case. So it really helps to work with professionals who can give you a sense of what something costs for real and just have a sense of, you know, if you're going to rip out a bunch of cabinets and do an entire room, it's probably not going to cost a dollar, right? So
right.
Having a... Doing your information gathering at the beginning, getting to know the materials, do a little education for yourself. Am I in love with marble? Can I afford it?
Right.
Am I in love with subway tile? Hey, that can be really cheap and done very well. So it's about adjusting your expectations and keeping that budget in line with what you know you can really spend.
So when you as the homeowner, or not you, but when the homeowner has to seize the remodeler's bid, for example.
Oh, you mean seize.
I mean seize.
You're
looking at it. Seize and then
seize.
Start to
seize. I'm thinking
seize.
About you running down the mountain with the spear.
That's another story, Lori March, that we'll tell you later.
I think I've heard that one.
No, but the homeowner says they want a new deck.
Yeah.
Making it up. If
yep.
it costs $10,000.
Yep.
They know they only have nine.
Right.
They like the remodeler. They want to go back and... How do they professionally address it with a remodeler without saying, I just want you to work for less money?
Right.
So that it's an even trade, and because I think that's important.
Yes, something's got to give, and usually it's something about the design or the materials. So you know somebody has given you a great estimate. You're looking at it. It's real, right? You're a little off in your numbers. This is where you want to partner with this person, not hit them up for a discount, and say, you know what? This is 10. I've got 9. Can we work on this together? I don't want to cut corners. Maybe we can adjust the design or figure out a slight adjustment in our type of materials and not sacrifice too much. That's buddies. You got to be buddies with your people.
We're
going
to sacrifice Lori March. Check her out on Twitter at Lori_March.com. Check her out at HGTVremodels.com. And check us out. We'll be back after the break. More by Fix It Up Live.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci Roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
And we are back inside my Fix It Up Life. We are inside the Wellborn Cabinet booth, the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show, and we're having a great time.
We are having a great time. I'm enjoying spending this time with you. We get to sit down. We're one of the lucky few here.
We bring our own chairs with us. That's critical. But someone who's not been sitting down.
Yes. I'm glad you're sitting down with
Lauren
us.
Lauren Hunter.
Thank you for letting me sit down.
Remodeling Magazine. You'd stay here for an hour.
I might have to. Get a load off here.
Yeah, relax. I wish they had, like, recliners so you could be super comfortable and cozy.
Yeah. You know, maybe next year.
You've been running around the show floor filming.
Yeah, we've been doing videos today. It's been a lot of fun.
And what have you filmed? What have you seen? What do you love?
We, you know, one of my favorite things to see anytime I come to the Kitchen and Bath Show is the storage and organization. I think it just makes me, it makes me crazy. I don't know if you're the same way about wanting to have everything in the right place. My mm-hmm. house is a disaster most of the time.
I've got to ask you before, because you're our eyes and ears from the show floor.
Well,
really,
yeah.
Every time we come to these things, you're our eyes and ears from
and
the show floor.
And she has a similar kind of life, too. She's got little people at home, and she goes to these, and she's looking, you're holding me. You want me to be quiet?
Yes, that's exactly right. I want you to not use my inhalation as an experience.
I did.
To
I
talk.
Took advantage of this breathing.
If I breathe, she talks for 5 minutes.
It's just like this at home. It really is.
You've got three
on the
kids
airplane.
At home?
I do. I have three little ones now.
When you started in this whole thing, you didn't have kids. Now you do. Does that change your experience when you show up at a place like this? Because I can see it in your eyes. Like, I'll use this at home.
It's a little bit of a vacation, actually. Daddy's got the little ones this weekend, and they're tormenting him. And
but
so I get to
like
focus more on what's going on.
Right, but in terms of the products that you see, are you like, yeah, I get it.
I do. In fact, we were just over at InSinkErator, and they have a new hot water dispenser. And I'm like, well, the water's too hot to make a baby bottle, but I could warm a baby bottle. I could sanitize a pacifier. I could do all these things with just this one product. Wouldn't that be nice? So, yeah, there is a little bit of that parenting element that kind of kicks in.
And when you go to, you know, like we're at the Wellborn Cabinet display here.
Yeah.
When I walk around, I'm like, look, everything's away.
Where's all the stuff that's supposed to be on the counter?
I love this. This is a vacation.
Can I live here?
Yeah, that's what I was saying, though. The storage and organization has been fun. We were over at Revishelf and saw a lot of their new stuff.
And, I mean, it's just the idea of being able to actually have cleaned off countertops because everything has a place and you're maximizing your storage inside the cabinets is just, oh, it's on my list, my dream kitchen list that I keep.
I love it. Now, what other items have you seen that you're just totally digging on?
Oh, boy. You know, before we came to the show, I did a little bit of research, and I did a New Orleans-themed products review.
Really?
Urban Ironcraft is here with their kind of turned wrought iron vanity base. That's really neat. I mean, it's so New Orleans.
Yes.
It's so cool. I love being here in New Orleans. So, like, nice change of pace for the Kitchen and Bath Show. What else have I seen? Just anything with a little shimmer, a little glitter is fun to see. So the tile, you know, is always drawing me in. We're across from Kitchler. They have a nice little display there.
Yeah.
So I like a little glam is what we're looking for, I think. So.
I totally agree. And there's a lot of things that are a little bit more rustic and that little, like, glam with it.
Yeah.
Kind of, it's soothing, but yet you feel, you know, pretty at the same time.
Yeah.
I get it.
Just because I mow the lawn doesn't mean I don't get what you're talking about.
He likes to mow the lawn with stripes, too.
Oh, yeah, I love stripes.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
You have, like, the roller kit on the back of your...
Now you're talking. I like you more than I did before 1 second ago.
Before I came to remodeling, I wrote for a magazine for a landscape contractor. So I know a thing or two about a thing or two.
That's right.
Yeah.
Stripe the grass. That is what I'm talking about.
He's got a whole system and process for how he does his grass, too. And you were just giving advice to Kevin O'Connor, who's the host of This Old House.
Oh, we were talking back and forth about lawn obsession and when you put the fertilizer down and what fertilizer
mm-hmm.
you should put down when and seeding and back and forth, all that.
Well, you have to have all that stuff in place so that you can expand your outdoor living area, right? That's the other trend that's going on, isn't it?
Now, are you seeing a lot of that at Remodeling Magazine?
We really are. You know, it's one of those things where we thought maybe it would be, I don't want to say a flash in the pan, but something that trended up and then kind of
lulled back down again, but it's really still going strong. I think people, because they're staying in their homes longer, they're not moving, they want to make the home that they have the home that they will always have and what they want, get what they want out of it. So they're you know, doing their outdoor living spaces, their basements, their, you know, finishing rooms in ways that will help them live the happiest life they can in their homes. So empty nesters, for instance, are turning, you know, it used to be the sewing room, right?
Yeah.
We're turning your room into a sewing room.
Right.
Well, now it's, you know, an art studio or a gym or something like that. So there's so many different options for remodeling right now and so many new and creative ideas that I think the designers are coming up with. So it's a lot of fun.
Everything you just said sounds like a fantasy.
I know, doesn't it?
What room would you want? If you could have your own mommy room,
what
would you put in your mommy room?
Oh, you know, I have designs on crafting, a lot of crafting. I'm not really a scrapbooker. I do more like knitting, and I'd love to learn how to quilt, so that sort of thing. I'd love to have a place where I can spread out, like, I'm a horizontal thinker.
Yeah.
I like to cover horizontal
spaces.
So a huge island that I can just put
where little
my fingers
aren't going to come and move your stuff around. The other thing I want in my mommy room is to have two nice cozy chairs so that if a girlfriend wants to come over, you have a glass of wine
Absolutely.
And relax. And
put the wine cooler in there, a little wine chiller.
Ooh.
Yeah, and that would mean if I ever got a man cave, we'd have to stand up. Because it'd be like, you know, a very small room. And like, hey, buddy, I wish you could sit down, but she's got the mommy room next door. There's a double 2x12 wall between us, and she got the chairs. We have to stand here, but... we also have a kegerator.
Yeah. You get to stand right next to the kegerator.
You stand right next to it. So
it
if your beer
is anywhere
near Absolutely. Empty, you just refill it. By the way, guy rule, if you don't get to the bottom of the glass, you don't count that as a beer.
Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, that's critical thinking because you have to be careful. You don't want to overindulge.
So we've got mom caves and man caves.
Mom caves, man caves. I think those should be trending. Mom caves should be trending more.
Let's start it.
I think they should be. Guys are always talking about their man caves and watching the game and playing poker. And
they're like, the rest of the house is mom's house. No,
no,
we need
it's
a
not.
Space too.
The rest of the house is the children's house.
And that's true. And as a dad and as someone who sees the man cave stuff and what you do at home all the time, and I know what you do at your house all the time with the kids and traveling, you deserve it. And there should be a mom cave show.
Absolutely.
And
thank you.
There should be that room to have solace and peace, and like we're talking about here at Wellborn, the well-organized space where the millions of cars and the 2,000 pencils our daughter has.
You know what? Maybe
I mean,
we could
seriously,
do...
it's like a javelin factory.
I have a light bulb. There's
room.
A light bulb here. Maybe we could do one of those, like, traveling mom caves.
Ooh.
So went around the country, and you get to surprise your friend with a mom cave for a day. You go inside, and it's
That's
like
a
total
great idea.
Tricked-out place.
That is genius.
I'm on
we
board.
Should totally do that.
Let's
That's
do
our
it.
New business. Sorry, Mark.
I will be
We're
the...
done here. We're done here. We're all set.
Some of us will know this line.
And we may also live in there. I don't
and
know.
And I'd be the leader of the band and driver of the Winnebago.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh, you'd be good at that.
Yeah, who knows that line? Nobody.
Uh-oh.
Tim, where's the cricket sound? Well, we're going to exhale and breathe our way into a break.
We are.
We'll be back with more from the Wellborn Cabinet Booth, the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show, more My Fix and Upline.
What's a better return on investment than remodeling a bathroom or kitchen? Replacing your windows with energy-efficient vinyl windows.
They can help you recoup 71.2% of costs and help you save on energy bills from the day they're installed.
And through the end of 2013, you can receive federal tax credits when installing ENERGY STAR qualified windows or doors.
Check out the money-saving details at simonton.com/ENERGY STAR credit.
So whether you're replacing one window or a house full of windows, adding energy-efficient vinyl windows can really pay off.
Coming home.
We're back home. We're inside the Wellborn Cabinet Booth, Kitchen and Bath Industry Show with my Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
And we are joined by...
an old friend.
And one of the
Not
best.
Old person, but a friend from a long time ago. When the first show I ever went to, the International Builders Show, we went together, Nigel Maynard.
That's right, we did.
And we had to do something that Lauren's very familiar with, who we're just talking with, run around the show floor and write about products. We had to write about 5 products every single day and file them.
Yes.
And this was like the new kind of thing back then.
It was, but now it's...
Now it's everybody's doing it.
Exactly. Yeah.
We were like the only... We were like the cool kids doing it. You know, we started the whole thing.
Yeah, Nigel, actually, it's nice that you put your walker behind the corner there, you know, just with the tennis balls on it and the little wheels.
But I remember when I went, he was like, it's cool. You'll be fine.
Well,
you'll find 5 things to talk about every day because there's so much there to talk about.
This might be show number 14 for me, I think.
Wow. At Cabot?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's been a while.
You are unflappable in terms of being like, you know, people are over here, they're lighting off fireworks, and they got all kinds of stuff, and, you know, there's
people
magic
shows. People are lighting off fireworks? Where are you?
Juggling chainsaws and
stuff. His imagination is ginormous.
Hey, come on in, check out my stuff, and you're like...
Yeah. I've seen it. That's great.
That's cool. Hey, you're giving away $1 million? Yeah, I won't win. I don't care anyway.
you know, coming to a show like this, you're looking for stuff that's new. And a lot of times... Stuff isn't new. It's new colors and new finishes, but that's not really exciting, you know? You're looking for stuff that has whiz bang technologies or, you know, tricked out gadgets and stuff. So,
not whiz bang, it's not good.
Not really.
Yeah.
Not to me anyway.
I like that.
Yeah. Have you seen the whiz bangers out there? You're now Lauren's our eyes and ears on the show floor by and large, but you've had a chance to get around there and see some stuff. You got some whiz bangs, some things we haven't seen, or is this show, we should just close it and go home?
You know, I think a lot of people have been waiting for next year
in
Vegas because it's going to be mixed with IBS. But yeah, the first stop is always Kohler for Whiz Bang. And they had Moxie at IBS with the speaker and the shower. Not that you want music where you're wet and soapy and slippery, but that has a lot of Whiz Bang technology.
You don't sing in the shower?
I try not to.
You don't rock out?
I try not to.
you're as aware as I am of the quality of your singing voice.
I can't carry a tune in a bucket.
Yeah. I couldn't carry a tune in a forklift. Are you kidding me?
I'm sorry. I'm just thinking about your unique singing voice.
Rah-rah. But you are working on a fun project right now that is Whiz Bang technology.
Sort of. It's a new...
Unflappable. Again, sort of.
Anything to get excited?
We're doing home improvement from space.
You know,
we're building a development colony on the moon.
But the moon's been there a while.
Yeah,
you know
there's
fine.
There's some
fine.
Lots.
Been there, done that. No, it's a new all-digital tablet magazine. It's all products, and there's no print. And
You don't even have to read it?
What's it called?
It's called Residential Building Products and Technology.
Residential Building Products and Technology.
Yeah, and so...
How do we find it? What's the website?
ResBuildMag.com.
ResBuildMag?
Yeah. And or you can go to iTunes and download the app and get it every month.
Oh.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. And you can embed video and interactive features in the tablet. It's really... The next wave.
You can go back and do your letter to the editor by video, by iPhone.
Your
letter?
You could.
Yeah,
you could. It's really cool. I mean, the possibilities are endless. And a lot of consumer magazines are doing similar things like Vanity Fair and Esquire and GQ.
Popular Mechanics is doing it.
But in the trade books, they haven't been really utilizing that as much. But I think from now on, you're going to see more of that. Yeah.
Now, we follow you on Twitter.
Thank you.
And you have an unusual, like, avatar. It's like a dog or something. What is that?
It's
avatar,
a Harlequin
the little picture.
It's a what?
The little picture.
Yeah.
Not everybody is actually digitally linked to a satellite like you are.
Sorry.
He's a Luddite, right?
I am a complete Luddite. And
he
I don't even know what that is. It sounds right.
He always talks about legacy communication, where he wants to go and talk to someone face-to-face, or if we show up somewhere and we can't find, like, it's at a mall or wherever it is, where's the store? I was like, oh, I'll just look at it on my phone.
Exactly.
He's like, I'm going to go find it with my eyes.
Yeah, he has a map or something.
Yes.
I
will go and find
paper
it.
Map.
I will talk to the people. I will call them on the phone. We don't have to text and Facebook and tweet and all
we
that
had
stuff.
To get it something at FedEx this morning, and it's like 2 blocks from here. And Tree's like, well, I'm going to call them. Like, call them. By the time they answer the phone, I'll be there and back with the item.
Yes.
What if it's not there?
That's what I said.
But that's it. I could still go faster.
You can.
I
could actually
still
really
go
fast.
Faster than, I don't know, let me get Jed, see if he knows where.
Maybe
it, you know
can
what I mean?
Settle an argument for us that we've been having for almost a decade.
Great. I'll try to.
Do you remember Mark at Hanley Wood?
I did.
Do you ever remember him working standing up at his desk when he was in a cubicle before they moved him into an office because he's a little bit, you know.
I was loud.
Loud. He got an office before he was really supposed to because he's loud.
I don't remember that.
Yeah,
I didn't deserve it.
I didn't work there long enough.
He was a little bit before, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I was around the corner from Mark, so I would walk by every now and then and see him in the kitchen, but I never saw him standing up.
Was he loud?
Not that I know of.
Do you remember?
Oh, do you remember this other goofball story about
this other goofball story? Were you at the products meeting at Hanleywood? You know, people will come in just like at the trade show, but lucky enough for the manufacturers to come in and show off all of their products.
Right.
A long time ago, Mark walked in his bicycling outfit.
I do remember that.
That was a very memorable moment.
Everybody's like wearing very nice outfits, you know, business professional, and he has this little tiny like biking outfit on. And your bike shoes, too.
Well, it was the middle of winter,
well, he wasn't that small. When it comes to
tools,
Mark was the man.
Yes,
so.
He is. Because
he came from the field, he was in the industry, and so those folks who come from a background in construction, usually they know their stuff, you know.
And
so
now,
you have to give them a little bit of leeway
for
the outfits.
Leeway.
Yeah.
And creative genius.
Creative genius. That came from the job site at 8 in the morning. But you renovated a bunch of houses yourself.
I did, yeah. The last house I renovated was in 2004, and it was on HGTV, actually, and The Post. But, you know, I was telling someone yesterday, if I renovated my house now, I would do maybe 10% of what I did back then because products are moving so fast. There's all kinds of cool stuff now that I'd put in my house.
Like
linear drains, wall-mounted faucets.
Oh, yeah. Linear drains are awesome.
Yeah, dual flush toilets.
What about wall-mounted toilet?
I love those.
Yes.
Caller introduced one at the show.
Yes.
Really nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
And we got to get back to whiz-bang technology.
We only have
40
like
seconds
1 minute,
we have left. What's your watch?
It's a little cheapo from New York. I paid like $15 for it. I'm a watch guy.
That thing is so cool, I can't tell time on. What I can tell time on is that we have to take a break. So we'll be back with more from the Wellborn Cabinet Booth, the National Kitchen Bath Industry Show, and I Fix It Up Live.
Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee.
It's time to shake it up, America. It's time to get your vote on and to choose color. Voting for DaVinci Roofscape Shake It Up Color Contest is on, and you can take part on DaVinci Roofscape's Facebook page. Along with color maven Kate Smith of Sensational Color, DaVinci Roofscape searched high and low to find America's most color-challenged houses and homeowners. And the search is over! Kate and DaVinci Roofscapes have selected the finalists who most need to go from drab to dynamic. And now we get to vote for who wins the grand color prize, and we get to see how easy it can be to bring color into our lives along the way. From punching up the camouflage of the color neutral, to breathing new life into weathered old houses, to helping the color challenge blend in and stand out. It's in your hands now. Voting for the DaVinci Roofscapes Exterior Color Contest takes place from May 13th through May 26th at the DaVinci Roofscapes Facebook page. Each finalist receives a product wish list, which includes inspirations from Simonton Windows, Therma-True Fiberglass Doors, and Fipon Synthetic Moldings, and a color drawing showing how inspired color looks on their home. The finalist with the most votes will receive a $5,000 cash prize to help them splash their home with color, cool, and calm. Check out DaVinci Roofscapes Facebook page and be part of the journey. See how embracing color can inspire you. Kate will show how easy it can be to add color to your home and bring it into your life from the top down and all around, and how an ordinary house can become an extraordinary home. The grand prize winner will be announced on June 3rd. Voting closes on May 26th, so visit DaVinci Roofscape's Facebook page to vote for your favorite today. Shake it up, America. Choose color.
Thank you.
life, and we're at the end of our show.
So check us out on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, watch our videos on YouTube, email us at info@myfixituplife.com
with your questions, your stories, if you have any comments or ideas to share with us.
And check out our pins on Pinterest, and check us out next time
for more My Fix It Up Life.
Sometimes we fight with the referee. So glad you walked in the door tonight. Into my Fix It Up Life. It's in my Fix It Up Life. This is my Fix It Up Life. My crazy Fix It Up Life. This is my Fix It Up Life. My total ghost. Thank you, Wellborn.